I have learned something about two of our colleagues here just in the last 5 minutes. One, B.B. Shea was asking Christiane, we've got a can of compressed air in here, okay? And we were commenting earlier, it's a blind you with science thing. It's like, why does Lysol not make your hand freezing cold, not freeze, basically, when you're spraying it, but when you use just the compressed air to get dust off your desk and whatnot, it freezes your hand. Rusty, fact checker, blinding you with science. The expanding gas that comes from canned air absorbs heat from the can, making it cold. And there's a long, long explanation, but he said, TLDR, the expanding gas that comes from the canned air absorbs heat from the can, making it cold. And you can't spray it more than, what, 90 seconds?
You feel it. No, freezing. Cold.
I mean, you can't even pick it up at that point.
But don't you love how fact checker Rusty knows this show? Here's the explanation. Here's the sentence. Yeah, he's been doing that Google Chrome AI summary for years.
Yeah, he's the head of the game.
Way ahead of the machine.
He's the AI. He's the Rusty summary. So, but I'll tell you, the first time I ever used that, which was like a magical thing to me 20 years ago, as I'm spraying out my computer keyboard, and my hand started to get cold. Well, first I thought I was having a stroke. I was like, "What's going on? My hand is freezing now." You know. Two times I thought of having a stroke on this show. One, when I did that. And the other time, I had bought new blue jeans. Our boss said, get some new jeans. Sometimes I go a long time without buying clothing. And he said, get some new blue jeans. And I did. And when I guess I didn't wash them before I wore them. So when I took them off, my legs were blue.
From the dye?
From the dye. And I thought that I literally thought, why are my legs blue? I mean,
I'm dying?
I thought, I'm losing oxygen or whatever to my legs.
Did you call your mama?
I called my mom. I said, Mama, my legs are... She goes, get to the emergency room immediately. You know, I was really concerned that I had some sort of oxygen depravity that my legs were turning blue. And then I figured out, wait a minute.
It's the dungarees.
I need to wash those jeans. I need that. That was our question of the day at the gym yesterday. We have a question of the day on the whiteboard.
The dumbest thing you ever did?
No. No.
Okay. It really sounds like it.
No.
I mean, save it. Save that answer.
The dumbest thing. I went to the emergency room when I thought my legs were turning blue.
My legs turned blue? So I went to the emergency room?
Actually, it was my blue jeans, my brand new jeans. No, it was...
How long would it take a doctor, a nurse, to figure out your legs are blue because of the... They wouldn't know.
They just come in and rub their finger across your leg and it goes away.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the external, sir.
It's Levi's.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Is he coding? No.
No, no,
no. No, he went to the Gap.
There are times I've thought I've had a strange mole like under my armpit and it's an M&M or something, you know, or so, you know, you're like, oh my God, what is that?
Down in your titties?
Yeah, down in my cleavage. No, but the question at the gym was, do you wash your t-shirts before you wear them?
Oh.
And my answer normally is yes, but only because my wife, that's her policy. So we always wash them before.
Yeah, that's an interesting divide. I think we have the same divide in our household. My wife will not wear anything off the rack. It has to be laundered first.
Absolutely. Which probably makes sense because you don't know where it's been.
You don't know who's tried what on.
Right. In my single days, yes, I used to wear them without washing them and wash them. Anyhow, when we're talking about the compressed air, B.B. Shea out of nowhere says, have you ever huffed that? And no, the answer was no. I never even considered that. And BB says, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Go ahead and huff it. That's the way to go.
He even showed us how to do it.
Yeah.
Because it has the little, I don't know what you even call that, little the little needle nose
straw
part.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, pulled the straw off and just said, just take it to the dome.
And then you can huff it. How good is a huffing, would you say?
It feels good for a few seconds.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, it is pretty good.
When did you discover that?
Like fifth grade, sixth
you were
grade.
Huffing?
Yeah.
You were huffing?
I was a little hellion, dude.
Compressed air.
Now, help me out here, B.B. Shea. Do people also use compressed air in a brown paper bag, or is that
you can
only
also,
for paint?
Like, you could do that. You could do it if you want to. People do use that spray paint as well.
Well,
so you mean spray everything into the bag?
You just spray it into the bag, and then you just inhale whatever's in there.
Does that mean you just get more from a bag, or just different delivery?
I guess kind of different delivery, yeah. I just like to take it straight to the dome, though.
Does right out of the can.
Yeah.
Make you feel lightheaded.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody ever catch you?
No. I would do it in the corner by myself.
Did you steal it or did you take it from school supplies?
Teacher's desk.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
You huffed the teacher's compressed air.
Yeah.
What do you think the teachers are doing?
Yeah, exactly. They weren't using it. So.
Is that your shade of lipstick? It is not.
The teachers are, to get away from these kids. My God, I needed something. Michelle, you're commenting on body parts turning blue. For me, it was wearing the jeans. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, P1. So it was my first night out after having my baby, and I was completely hungover. And my husband and I went shopping, and we're walking through the store. And I mean, I'm on the struggle bus, and all of a sudden he says, "What's wrong with your hands?" And then I go into full panic attack, sweat. Door, let's go to the emergency room right now. And he's like, "Calm down, calm down." So we call our friend who's a nurse, and he says, "Michelle, there's not really a symptom of your hands turning blue. You need to just chill." Mm-hmm. So I kind of calm myself down, go back in the store, and I was like, "I got to go to the bathroom." And I went to the bathroom, and I went and washed my hands, and all of a sudden the blue came off, and it was from my jeans, and my husband thought I was the stupidest person ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had a full-blown panic attack. I mean, it was like I thought I was dying.
Me too. I know.
It's the denim.
It's the damn denim. My upper thigh to my ankle was a shade of blue, and I was like, "Oh my God, what is going on here?" Yes, and
you feel like you're absolutely dying in that moment.
That's right.
Like, I've got to get to the hospital.
That's right.
So, anyway, I feel your pain. Love you guys.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
I am so glad we figured that out.